going on, everybody? Welcome back to Nugment. I'm your host, Bryson, and today we're going to do some investigating about these new zombie masters coming out in Marvel Zombies. As far as new mechanics or new things to do in versus, I'm a bit confused and I don't understand. I don't get it. So I'm reaching out to my commuters, my listeners of the podcast. You guys are intelligent. You guys know what's what in this game. You guys have listened to me. You've made your own opinions about things. And I'm leaning on all of you to help me because I don't understand. I don't get it. We're going to break down the keyword zombie master. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about where these characters should be in the game, or if we just got robbed of 6 cards in the next upcoming box. Okay, the Zombie Master's keyword is fleshed out on the little booklet insert that is currently on the Upper Deck website. I'm going to leave a link in the description for you. Here we go. It says, Zombie Masters. This issue adds a new kind of main character to the game. Zombie Masters. You put zombie masters in your deck just like regular cards instead of putting them in your level up zone. They are each one of a kind, but you can include any number of different zombie masters in your deck. There are 6 of them. It says, you recruit a zombie master the same way you recruit a supporting character, by paying recruit points equal to its cost. However, zombie masters are hungry. So as an additional cost to recruit it, you must KO a level 2 main character on your side. Exactly, level 2. Nom, 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 nom. Yeah, sure. Okay? If you don't have a level 2 or it can't be KO'd for whatever reason, then you can't recruit a zombie master. On the other hand, if you have more than one level 2 main character, you can feed each of them to a different zombie master. Okay, and then there's a note. It says, since zombie masters are all level 3, you can't chain them. You can't have zombie Hulk eat zombie Wolverine, right? And it works just like a normal main character. They have to die. They are now the thing. They are now the goal. They are now the target for you to lose the game. If it gets KO'd but you have another main character, you keep playing and remove the zombie master from the game. It doesn't go to your KO pile. Okay. So it starts like this. I'm building a deck, right? I'm building a deck that I want to play. A main character I'm really pumped up about. And for whatever reason, let's say one, maybe two, my 2 favorite zombies from this box made it into my deck. Not only do you have to find them through card draw, because 1 in 60, that's not good enough, right? It's unreasonable to believe that you're going to see a zombie master every game if you're only packing the one. Let's say you're playing 2 or 3, right? That's 1 in 20, 1 in 30, right? You have to find them through card draw or scrying or some way to reach and dig for cards. Then the zombie master eats the level 2 that's at like 2, maybe 1 to give, right? Then you have to lean on them and protect them because they all have 1 health. That's my biggest problem with this keyword, man. 1 health. It puts them in such a funky spot where, and you'll notice as we get these cards rolled out to us, most of them are melee brawlers. They want to fight. The Ant-Man, he wants to fight. The Hulk, he wants to fight and grow. The Wolverine, he wants to fight a lot in one turn and kill a bunch of guys. But they all have 1 health, though. They all have 1 health, man. So your opponent only has to figure it out that one last time on defense, on the crackback. And if you don't have sufficient blocks, if you don't have sufficient ways to get out of those combats, you just lose the game on the spot. Yeah, I'm like super not into this keyword. I'm not into this mechanic at all. If they had a way to gain vitality counters, or if they came down and said this character cannot take wounds until the start of your next turn or something like that, like, I mean, I guess I get flavor wise, like they're old, like beat up, decrepit, falling apart zombies. Like they shouldn't have a grip of health, but like in game, it doesn't match. So let's think about these cards in the grand scope of versus. We're going to break this down by the styles of versus in which you can play. Competitively, this doesn't work. And the reason why is because
And let's take a look at a few of them as examples here. Zombie Luke Cage is a 4-cost zombie master. He's a 15-9. He has the zombie stamp, but he has 1 health, right? So in tournament, in competitive versus play, I'm not going to trade my, let's say, Red Skull at level 2 with more than 1 to give to this guy. I'm not feeding Red Skull to this. If my guy has exactly 1 health, that's like the best case, right? You're trading up for a bigger statted, like, cool keyword guy. Except if you're behind in the wound race, if you're behind, the zombie masters, I don't feel like they get you out. You have 1 more turn. You have 1 more turn. If your opponent has 3, maybe 4 health left, this doesn't work. If you're ahead, you would never do it. So you see what I'm saying? It doesn't work in tournament. It doesn't work in competitive versus. Okay, fine. This isn't a competitive keyword. Let's go to draft, right? The problem is the same applies to draft. In draft, I'm not drafting this because this keyword assumes that I am getting destroyed on the board state. I have 1 health left because, again, I'm not giving an additional health to this. My guy is at 1 to give, and if the game is not tied, this doesn't work in draft. I'm not taking these, right? Okay, so that's competitive versus, nope. That's draft, nope. What does that leave? Boss mode? I don't know if these guys trigger the boss mode mechanic. Like, do I get to trade in my Dr. Doom for zombie Hulk and he still gets the keywords or the loc drops? I don't know that. But if he doesn't, you should never play this in your boss mode deck anyway. It's what leads me to my hunch that these cards won't, at least for me, they won't see tremendous play. I don't think the mechanic works. I think the cost is way too high. Despite, flavor-wise, these cards are knockouts. Like, the Zombie Wolverine, the best zombie at what he does. Zombie Wolverine is lethal, and when he kills a supporting character or an enemy character, ready him. He's in a constant kill frenzy from Legacy. It's a callback to Legacy. Cool. Zombie Iron Man. When he appears, draw a card for each zombie on all sides. He's super smart as a zombie. And you can draw into ways out in the board state or ways out in a bad matchup. That's cool. Zombie Hulk. He has leap and he grows for each zombie on all sides. He's the hungriest. That's cool. He has Berserker. He grows. That's cool. And then Zombie Giant Man. He has massive. He's a 16-16. We've all played Fin Fang Foom. We know that was one of the most definitive versus cards in it was the card to beat. Could you beat a giant dragon? And this guy's a 16-16 massive. That's crazy. That's cool. Like, it all makes sense except for the health and the cost in which to play these guys. And unfortunately, it just doesn't work for me. And I think it won't work for anyone when you really sit down and think about what's going to happen when you play these guys. But I'm going to throw the ball to you guys, commuters, listeners. If you believe that this mechanic is worth investing time and effort into, please reach out to me and let me know why. Because I can't do it. I can't see myself doing this. And I think a lot of the time, playing 2, 3, maybe even all 6 zombie masters results in either you're way ahead and you wouldn't do it, or you're about to lose the game and none of these guys are going to get you out. But that's it for me. I'm your host, Versus Been Enigminate. Peace.